Hi, this is Iking Reyes, and you're on The Inspiring Leader. It's a podcast where we talk about things and stuff about life, love, and learning. Our guest for this episode is Dr. Jonathan David Claver. He's a former executive director of the Philippine Center for Population and Development, as well as the Family Planning Organization of the Philippines. Currently, he's the chairman of the Cooperative Movement for Encouraging NSV and co-host of the 1PH weekly health service show, Clinica Flavier. To all the listeners, I take great pleasure in introducing to you Dr. John D. Flavier. Doctor, thank you for joining the podcast.
My pleasure, Iking. At saka salamat sa imbitasyon. Kaya lang sayang, dapat drinks and discussion sana para mas masaya. Pero okay lang to.
I'll go right into the questions, Doc. Every physician has a decision to make regarding their specialization or area of focus. What led you to dedicate your career to public health?
Two sides to that question. Those who don't know me personally and just know me professionally actually think, and to a certain extent, my vicarious component din yan. Because my father, si former Senator Juan Flavier, former Department of Health Secretary of Health, Secretary Juan Flavier, for the longest time before he was brought and pushed into those government positions, he was a public health physician. So from the outside, dahil tatay ko, public health, the usual assumption is I wanted to go into the same field as an outstanding father like Dr. Juan Flavier. But between friends, between you and I, and between those who know me more intimately, I had wanted something more complex. I had wanted to be working in the hospital as a neurosurgeon. So ang first love ko sana was neurosurgery. And that was what I was aiming for when I was in medical school. Sadly and unfortunately, sa aming eskwelahan, sa UERM, ano yan eh, medyo tight yung field na yon. So they only take a resident for neurosurgery every other year, at least nung panahon namin, ha. So, nung time na nag-graduate ako, pumasa sa board, hindi sila kumukuha. So, I would have to wait one more year before I got that item. Sa PGH naman, where I took my internship, ang mga kalaban ko, yung mga classmate ko na top 1, top 2, top 3. So, talagang hindi makakapasok ang kumag na kagaya ko. So to answer your question up front, because the opportunities were not there, hindi ako nakapasok. So hindi ako nag-neurosurgery. I took some opportunity that was readily there. I had also been active in the Christian youth movement when I was in college. So the UP Christian youth movement was one of my co-curricular or extracurricular activities. And on one summer that I had been part of that group, we had gone to Kalinga Apayao then, which is now Apayao province. And nalaman nilang pre-med student ako. So another part of the reason I'm into public health is I had made a promise then. Wala kasing doktor sa kanila for several decades na. So sabi nila, pwede ka bang bumalik dito sa Kabugao, Apayao province, pagkatapos mo mag-graduate ng medicine? Siyempre, pinakain na ako, pinatira. Di sabi ko, oo, with the intent na I'll keep my promise for a week or so. And then, tapos na. Tapos balik na ako sa aking dream to be a neurosurgeon. Unfortunately, I was also a member of what's called a premature ejaculation society. Ano yan? Yung mga samahan na mga medical student na kinakasal bago mag-graduate or bago mag-internship. So in this case, my wife and I graduated, but during internship, kinasal na kami. So maagang kinasal, maagang nagkaanak, kaya premature ejaculation society. And with our baby daughter, I had to explain to my wife that I had made a promise when I was still in college na I would go back to Apayao province and serve in that municipality of Cabugao. 2 weeks lang tayo doon si Tart, sabi ko, tapos balik na tayo. So my wife was very understanding, pumayag, pero yung 2 weeks naging 2 months. Tapos naging 2 years. So, medyo na tumagal ang pagiging rural health physician ko by force of circumstance. So, that's a very, very long way of answering your question na hindi ko talaga intent, pero nasarado yung mga pintuan para sa gusto ko sanang residency program at specialization. Bumukas naman yung pagkakataon para sa public health and rural health physician practice.
Sir, you've been involved in the health servicing of Filipinos in the remotest areas for decades. Could you share with us your most fulfilling experiences in the field?
Medyo mababaw eh. Kasi halimbawa sa Apayao, kami lang na misis ko ang doktor doon eh. Kaya pag tinatanong ko yung mga pasyente ko eh, sinong pinakamagaling na manggagamot dito sa Cabugao? Kayo do. Dahil nga, wala nang iba eh. Ako lang at wife ko eh. So, joking aside, the unmet need is so great that it's wonderful to be in a setting na alam mong kailangan ka. Number two, especially after the second or third decade na hindi na ako makapunta mismo, the programs and projects we developed were intended to encourage or to push young physicians to go into providing services in these underserved and often remote areas. So yun yung main reason. Talagang malaki ang pangangailangan, very fulfilling to be in a place where you're needed. And of course, the pace is also wonderful pagka ganun eh. Pagkadating ng alas 5, iinom na ako ha. So tama na tong clinic. Bukas naman, hindi naman emergency yan. So inom muna tayo, tapos bukas, kita-kita ulit.
Doctor, what is the idea behind the show Clinic of Lavier? And what are your goals for the show? And where can people catch your program?
Clinic of Lavier is on Signal TV 1PH. It's every Sunday, 10:30 a.m. hanggang 11:30 a.m. And there's also a very beautiful reason for watching that show, Iking. Kung naiilangkat, nabuibuisit sa songki-songki kong ngipin at saka kinakalbong ulo, ang akin partner doon, si Mami Marga. Marga Vargas is a very wonderful, pretty, and lovely co-host who has three lovely girls. So parang siya yung expression of the family and household health requirements and how she manages that. Ako yung professional public health side, siya yung andon. So Clinic of Lavier is that combination of Mami Marga Vargas and me on the public health side. But to answer your main question, when I was invited, it was mainly the Flavier side. Ang kilala ng mga tao ay si Senator Juan Flavier, si former Secretary Juan Flavier. So it was my way or the production and the TV station's way of reviving and keeping the memory of Dr. Juan Flavier alive. So during the showings, and to answer the second part of your question, the intent was there are a lot of things that the Department of Health has been doing, is doing, and especially the Flavier, the Secretary Juan Flavier flavor is something that's nice to revive. Itong mga immunization times, yung mga patak Pinoy o mga ginagawa for immunization, mga ganun tipo. So I, for personal reasons, and the production people for their health promotion objectives, wanted a way of reviving what was very inspiring during those 1990s time when Secretary Felt Juan Flavier was leading a lot of these health campaigns that excited many of us. Pinanganak ka naman noon na Iking? O baka naman hindi ka
yes, sir.
Pa ang panahon yun. O?
Yes, sir. Andun na ako yung mga programs lahat yun. Nabuta ko lahat.
So that's the essence of Clinica Flavier. It's not John D. Flavier, but reviving the spirit of Dr. and Secretary Juan Flavier.
Dr. John D., you're the chairman of the cooperative movement for encouraging NSV, and I personally was able to visit your lovely office. Could you please talk more about non-scalpel vasectomy and why men should consider the procedure?
So that's another push or opportunity that I've been going into. Not too successfully, but that's one of my hobbies or passions as well. No scalpel vasectomy is the equivalent of what is more popular now, the bilateral tubal ligation that's done on women. So kung may long-acting or permanent method of contraception for women, that's the ligation part, sa lalaki meron din. And it's called the no-scalpel vasectomy. Yung tubo mula sa ating bayag, papunta, palabas, yung tubong yon, yun yung tinatalian. So sa babae, tinatalian yung fallopian tube. Sa lalaki, yung vas o daluyan ng sperm cells, punlay.
So non-scalpel, doc, as in walang hiwa ito?
Wala. Nung panahon na nag-aaral ako, ano nun eh, sa ating bayag, sa gitna, ang gagawin, lalagyan ng pampamanhid o anesthesia, tapos hinihiwa yon. Tapos paghiwa, makikita mo yung tubo, yung kanan at kaliwa, kukunin mo yon, tapos tatalian at puputulin ng konti. Ngayon, sa no scalpel, wala nang hiwa. Ang ginagawa na lang, lalagay pa rin yung pampamanhid, pero meron kaming aparato na matulis na tutusok mo, tapos ibabanat mo lang yung balat, kita mo na yung tubo. Pero ang maganda, pagkatapos mo talian at putulin yung mga tubo, pagtanggal mo ng instrumento, kusang sumasara eh. So hindi kagaya ng hiwa na medyo malaki ang sugat, pagka tusok at banat, pagtanggal mo, lumiliit eh. So hindi na kailangan tahiin. Dati kasi tinatahi namin yung hiwa. Pag no scalpel, magsasarado na yon, plaster na lang, band-aid lang, eh, pwede na. Wala nang tahi-tahi. So, ang maganda dito, konti o halos wala ang pagturugo, konti lang ang sakit pagkatapos, at saka napakadali ang proseso.
So, anong profile dapat ng isang lalaki that should consider yung NSV?
Oh, no scalpel vasectomy. Noong nag-aaral ako, dati ang dami naming tinatanong at saka ang daming screening o yung sinasabi mong profile. Ngayon, simple lang ang tanong. Masaya na po ba kayo sa bilang ng inyong anak sa laki ng inyong pamilya? So kung ang sagot nyo, oo, masaya na kayo sa bilang, pwede na ang vasectomy.
Sir, I've actually saved the most important question for the last. You're one of the very few individuals I know that has a healthy love for the occasional drink. What would be your top go-to drink to end a hard, busy day?
Hira ka naman, Iking. Eh. So, lagay na ako ng isang... Let me give you a background on drinking. And that's also part of public health. Kasi nung rural health physician ako, walang kuryente, walang ilaw, mga pinupuntahan kong barangay, walang electric fan. So napakadaming lamok, ang hirap matulog. Pero na-discover ko, noon isang beer lang antok na ako. So, isang beer, yun ang nagiging unan ko. Nakakatulog na ako kahit malamok o anuman, kahit ang hinihigaan ko, yung pinagkainan namin na lamesa, kasi wala namang kama doon eh. So, bisita ka, yung mga ganun na matigas, malagkit, naamoy ko pa yung ulam na kinain namin, ang hirap matulog. So, for that reason, I would take a beer or at most two nung public health physician ako. Yun yung pampatulog ko. So, yung go-to drink ko noon, ang sweldo ko naman noon eh, 3,000 a month lang, hanggang beer lang, o pag nasa barrio ka, ang palaging meron, gin eh. So, isang shot o dalawa ng gin, mahimbing na ang tulog mo. Ngayon, nung bumalik na ako ng practice sa Metro Manila, mas naging San Miguel Super Dry ako. Yun yung general choice. Pero nung kagaya mo na nagiging slim, misis ko, gusto din maging slim ako, nag-shift ako. So, imbis na isang bote ng beer, one shot of whiskey lang, less calories, yung tama, wig naman, so masaya na.
Doc, I'd like to thank you for spending time with us in the podcast. But before I actually end the program, please share with us a few more words of encouragement for all the listeners out there who would like to make their own mark in the world.
Cheers to you, E. King, and to all your listeners. Medyo mahirap yung tanong mo, pero I'll go back to what I've gone through. Balik ako sa sarili kong karanasan. So, napakagandang managinip, napakagandang magplano at magsikap patungo sa panaginip na gusto mong matamo at maging realidad para sa'yo. Pero kuminsan, hindi ganun ang buhay eh. Hindi ganun ang Panginoon. Merong ibang pintuan na bubuksan para sa'yo, may ilan na isasarado. So, sa madaling salita, ang mabibigay ko lang mensahe ay napakaganda yung magsikap ka, talagang mag-aral mabuti kung ikaw yung estudyante pa, o kahit na nakagraduate ka na, nasa profession ka na, napakahalaga yung may magiging mapagkumbaba na kailangan mo pa rin mag-aral, kailangan mo pa rin matuto para dun sa iyong panaginip. Pero sa ating panaginip na gusto mapuntahan, madalas nababago yan. Kailangan talaga maging mapagkumbaba pa rin tayo. We have the humility to be ready to say, mukhang this is not for me, this is not what God wills me to do. So we can adjust and try to make the best of what we can do wherever we are and wherever our Heavenly Father brings us to. And with that flexibility, it's very rare that you become too frustrated by what you don't get. Because what you don't get means there's something else that seems to be your destiny. And grasping that something else is going to make your life less miserable and more inspired.
That's it for today. Let me know what you think. Send in some questions and perhaps share this episode with people you know who might be interested to listen. Till the next episode, cheers!